The psalm for today, Psalm 64, if you want to turn there in your Bibles. Psalm 64, a relatively short psalm, and here we go again. Here we go again. Honest to goodness, I see that David is a man who's after God's own heart. God really loved David, and I guess the reason is because he always turned to him and told him everything that was going on in his life. And he most certainly did, because this psalm starts out, "Listen and help, O God. I'm reduced to a whine and a whimper, obsessed with feelings of doomsday." Oh, my gracious. Oh, my gracious. Here he is whining again. Well, do we whine to God every now and then? Yeah, just a little bit. And have you had any feelings of impending doomsday recently? Well, just this much, huh? What in the world is going on in your world, God? Just listen to the news this morning, and then you need to turn to the Psalms, right? In verses 2 through 6, David is saying, "Lord, protect me," and he tells of his enemies' evil deeds. He lays them all out before God, very graphically. And then in verse 7 and 8, all of a sudden, after he lays out everything that the enemy does, he sees God's winning. God is winning. The God of the arrow shoots, and the enemies double up in pain. And then it ends with a profound verse. And in King James, it says, "The righteous shall be glad in the Lord. They shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory." Well, 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 what does Matthew Henry say about that last verse? He says, "The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, not glad of the misery and ruin of their fellow creatures, but glad that God is glorified and his word fulfilled and the cause of the injured innocent pleaded effectually. They rejoice not in men, nor in themselves, nor in any creature or creature enjoyments, nor in the wisdom, strength, riches, or righteousness, but in Christ, in whom all the seed of Israel are justified and glory, and in what he is to them, and what he's done for them." Wow! What a great paragraph, huh? Amen. They rejoice in Christ and what he's done and what he's going to do. Bible Knowledge Commentary says about this verse, "For the righteous, they will have reason to rejoice, to renew their trust in him as their refuge, and to praise him." And praise is what it's all about. Remember, the things hadn't resolved themselves as David writes this psalm. But as he turns to the Lord and pours out his heart, he sees God wins. And he sees the resolve and what is coming. And that's what we need to do. We need to be, as we see things that we don't like in our own lives, in relationships, in the world, and the things around us, we need to look to him and know he does win in the end. And what's our job? To praise him. As we do, our spirits are lifted. We see him high and lifted up. We fix our eyes on him. And then we can easily praise. Let's stand and let's say this verse as it's recorded in the Message Bible. "Be glad, good people. Fly to God. Good-hearted people, make praise your habit." Oh, Lord. Amen. God, you are in the heavens, and you see that all things are done well. Amen. Let's have a heart of praise as we go to him in worship this morning.